Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How about a little bit of inner guidance? I love inner guidance. Our divine birthright, Ann Archer Butcher, will be joining us momentarily. We're going to talk about that and the stories that are extraordinary in her book. As I've said it before when I had her on, once you start reading it, it's like I don't say it's a spy novel, but it's like that. It's gripping, the story. You want to say, where does this go? How does she have these experiences? And I've known her for many years. And Super Don, you've had some adventures in your life, too. It's like sometimes you wonder, is anybody up there watching out for us? Or maybe anybody in here watching out for us? You know, sometimes you have experiences and you go, wow,
well, man. I'll tell you what I learned through some of those experiences, which you've kind of been some inner guidance for me as I've gone through them, is that sometimes you just have to let life happen the way it's supposed to happen rather than trying to have control over where it goes.
Yeah, there are things we talk about in healing as well, the control for the things that we genuinely have control over, and then let go, you know, and let God or whatever your perception of a creator or divine being is to help you in those areas where you genuinely don't have that level of control. You know, I could talk about like last hour, you know, with our guest Tracy and her daughter Sophie. It wasn't that she just found the cannabis that is healing her tumor, but she also went to modern medicine. She worked both of them together. But then she also said, that's not enough. I've got to change what I'm putting into my child. And so she went clean, organic, non-GMO. And it's like, I believe we're asked to do that which we have control over genuinely. And we talk about caring for the temple, this gift of life, this gift of creation, this body that we have. And I know there are a lot of stresses in life. I mean, heck, I've had stress before. I have it now from time to time. I get it getting in and out of the breaks every radio show. There's a little bit. But how you deal with it? How do you deal with it? And how do you tap into what Ann Archer Butcher is calling inner guidance? She's going to be appearing at a couple of bookstores in Central Florida near the Orlando-Sanford area, and I'm going to try to get to both of them. But right now, I want to welcome her back to the program, my good friend Ann Archer Butcher, and your wonderful book, Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. Ann, thanks for being here.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Always great when you're around. You always make me smile. And we've actually known each other for a lot of years. I've traveled with the family. I remember one of my favorite memories this lifetime, in fact, is traveling to the South Pacific to New Zealand. And we went off the coast of Kaikoura, as it was called. I think, was it the South Island or the North Island, where we found a big old bottlenose dolphin in the wild that I got to swim with?
Yeah, you and my daughter Sarah got to swim with the dolphin, and we went with you. The water was choppy. We had no idea we'd find a dolphin, but it was as if he found us.
It was a huge dolphin. I mean, like, I don't know, it was a 10-foot dolphin. I just, humongous, but very friendly. And we got out in the open water and swam, and we actually have a video of it. I wish I could, maybe I could one day put that up on all the social networks where we're swimming around at a certain point, stopped, you know, face to face, almost nose to nose, looking at this huge, giant creature eye to eye. It was one of those extraordinary experiences. And then you hear stories of people that have had interesting experiences with animals, wildlife. One of my friends, Linda and Alan Anderson, they've written about angel animals, angel cats, dogs, angel horses, and being saved by dolphins. Like, there was a story, and you sent me this, a British long-distance swimmer just swam, like, the straits of Cook Strait of New Zealand, and he was swimming with a great white shark beneath him.
Yeah, he had a great white shark, and he, of course, had boats with him. Boats accompanied him because he was on a fundraising mission, and they were able to document him being rescued by the dolphins. They surrounded him. The shark got scared off, as often is the case when the dolphins come in, and he said, I like to think that they were protecting me and guiding me home. I thought that was beautiful.
That's a nice sentiment, and it's especially I get poignant because – you know, I've known this story for years from you telling it to me personally, but it ended up in the book, a story how you also needed to be rescued by dolphins off the coast, I think, of, it's in the Atlantic Ocean. It's called Hilton
South
Head
Carolina,
Island.
Hilton Head, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was Christmas, and so most people weren't swimming. And I definitely wanted to go in the ocean. I'm a strong swimmer, but I really wanted to clear my head. I was considering this concept of, you know, is there an interconnection with all life, or are we just here on our own? And I so wanted to believe that we were all connected. And I thought I'd just swim on Christmas Day, just symbolically, throw myself in the water and wash away all my concerns. But I got pulled out by a riptide. There weren't any signs up because no one else was swimming. And but it was hot enough that I could go in the water. I knew I'd be okay when I came out. But I got pulled way out. And when I did, I knew there were a couple things you're supposed to watch out for. If you're pulled out by a riptide, you swim laterally. I knew the rules. But you also don't go out where the shrimp boats are. And I didn't see any shrimp boats. So I thought I was okay for a moment. But then I thought, well, where are the shrimp boats? And I realized, good grief, it's Christmas Day. There aren't any shrimp boats. But maybe there are sharks waiting to be fed. And I looked to my left, and what I saw was a shark coming right at me.
Whoa.
And I was scared to death.
Yeah, and Anne, if I remember, the Hilton Head Island waters, you know, they're not crystal clear like Caribbean waters. I mean, it's pretty clean,
no.
But it's a different kind of water. You really can't see what's going on. So that can be, I swum over there, and it can be a little intimidating when you're thinking, is there something coming at me? But did you actually see a shark fin?
Yeah, I did. And the water is dark blue, but you could also see it rapidly moving through the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, I just wanted to call out to God to please rescue me. I was familiar with the teachings of Akankar, and I called on this guidance that I knew was supposed to be available to us, and this wasn't a good time for a test. But, you know, what else did I have? I called on anything and everything that the universe had to offer. Now, what happened next truly changed my life, because I was hit from underneath really hard, and it was bone jarring hard, and I was extraordinarily frightened, as I said, but I've been guided to lie down flat, and I had literally made myself a platform for dolphins that were lifting me up out of the water, and the impact was powerful. My body was lifted up, and I was taken right out of the water, and instead of it being an attack, it was a rescue. Now, later, you know, they brought me in and they surrounded me and they did that thing all around me. And I knew I was being changed. It was just incredible. Everything would change from that point. And they did this great choreographed dance all around me, you know, jumping and diving through the water. And lots of people were watching it from the beach that day on Hilton Head because it was Christmas. You know, they're there picking up seashells and stuff. But eventually when I walked to the shore, my mind started to think, well, maybe it wasn't a shark. Maybe they rescued me from the riptide. Maybe they were answering my question, is there an interconnection with all life? But a woman walked up to me and she said, do you work with the dolphins? And I said, no, I've never seen them before. I mean, I've seen dolphins, but never a pod of dolphins like this. And then I said that they had helped rescue me from the current, that I got pulled out by that strong current. And an old man stepped out of the crowd at that moment, and he said, no, those dolphins saved your life, but it was from a shark. It was coming right for you. He had seen it too. And that's when I knew. That's when I knew. It was, you know, there is an interconnection. The dolphins had heard it. I was guided to lie down flat instead of fighting the shark or watching it come to me, just to lie down flat as quietly as I could, like I was a log bobbing in the ocean, but I made myself a platform for the dolphins to come and pick me up.
Absolutely incredible. And you know, sometimes you look back on an experience like that and you second guess, as you just did, like literally in those moments, did that really happen? And for you to have an audience and to have one guy say, you know, that was a shark and those dolphins saved you from it. You don't always get that confirmation, but of course it impacted your life so greatly, eventually ending up in your book, Inner Guidance, which is really cool. It seems to be very, very well received as you're doing a tour and workshops around the experiences that you've had and that you reveal in the book. I guess the how to tap into that inner guidance, how to trust it, that it is something that is there for your benefit.
Well, that's what we all want to know. We want to know that we're guided, that we're watched over, that we're directed, that we're loved. We all want to believe that, but it's so easy to forget. I mean, it's easy to forget in the moment, you know, when any little thing happens, much less the big things. And what the book is about is not, it's, you know, it has my stories in it, but really they're there to teach the principles that we are always guided, that we can connect with greater guidance, however, if we learn to really tune in. And then if we learn to tune in all the little things, that guidance will really be there, and we'll be able to hear it when the big things happen in life. And we'll be able to hear it more carefully all the time, more clearly. And that's what we want. We want to really hear it. We, you know, like some people say, gosh, I wish I could just, you know, have someone yell right in my ear. But that's what it's like. It really is. Once you tune in really well, you awaken to your guidance as never before.
Well, when you miss the little whispers that are trying to nudge you, like you fall and go into a plank, whatever, then you, the proverbial spiritual 2x4 can come up, not to harm you, but literally to protect you, to say, hey, wake up, listen. And I think, like we talk about from a physiological health perspective here, Anne, what are the obstacles to healing, to getting well? What are the obstacles to hearing the guidance?
Let me explain this from the dolphin story point of view. Some people say, but why didn't your guidance tell you don't go in that water? There's a riptide. Why did your guidance let you go in the water? I was supposed to go in the water. I was supposed to have that experience. My life was enhanced. My life was enriched by that experience. And our health is often the same way.
All right. Well, listen, we're talking with Anne, author of Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, Anne Archer Butcher, my good friend, and we're looking forward to seeing her, and we'll tell you where you can see her if you're in the Central Florida area over the July 4th holiday weekend. Also, how fast can you get a miracle? Could one happen in a minute? We're going to ask Anne that very question after we get back from this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Stick around.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, we're talking about, well, all kinds of things. Health, healing, happiness, inner guidance, our divine birthright. Ann Archer Butcher, my guest this hour. Super Don's making it sound so good. We got Matt on the board. If you have a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are all up at robertscottbell.com, including to Ann Archer Butcher's appearances coming up Thursday, July 3rd at the Books a Million in Sanford, Florida. That's a 7 p.m. Free workshop. And then Sunday, July 6th at the Books a Million in Castleberry, Florida. I'm going to try and make those events, Ann. I'd love to see you and participate, because this is so exciting for folks to kind of learn techniques to tap into that inner guidance.
That's great. I look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. Now, we were just talking about health and wake-up calls, because some people would say, yeah, your inner guidance is so good, Ann, it didn't tell you not to go into the water with the shark. But as you said, rightfully so, you desperately needed that experience to confirm that this inner guidance was real for you. And you got it even validated by people from the shore, much like I also see people that have serious ailments, diseases, including cancer. They, after the fact, they survive it. They're actually grateful for the experience, for what they've learned.
Yeah, you know, I saw that this experience was absolutely necessary for me. It changed me. It profoundly affected me. I felt blessed. I knew I was richly blessed. Now, would I have felt that way had I been attacked by the shark? Who knows? But, you know, what ends up happening is that we recognize eventually that we get what we need to learn, what we need to learn in this life. And it's not always about what's easy or what's pleasant in the moment. Sometimes it is difficult, like a disease that we have to go through. But in the healing process, if we push ourselves to that so that we actually make the changes we need to do, it changes everything. It changes our consciousness, and we come out stronger, better, happier, often on the other side.
Well, and you know, the thing about inner guidance, it's not limited by any 501c3 church, religion, mosque, temple. You know, the thing is,
absolutely
the accessibility
not
for everybody around the planet, no matter what their belief system is.
Absolutely. You know, in my book tour, I'm talking about inner guidance, our divine birthright, and it is published by Ekankar, and that is the path that I follow. But we make sure that everybody understands that our job is to recognize each other for whatever path we're on or lack of path, that we are all soul, that we're all great spiritual beings here for our own experiences and our own evolution. And I think it's really important that we recognize that about each other, and we start treating each other with more kindness and tolerance and love. And all the tools that I provide are tools that anyone can use regardless of their path. They may have come from my study of the teaching of Ekankar, but they're meant for everybody. Everybody can practice all of these things. And even some of these things I've taught in my classroom as a high school teacher.
Yeah, I was. You're reading my mind. I was just saying, speaking of teaching, you have some great stories teaching students, I believe, at the middle school or high school level. And one of them particularly that jumps out, we got a couple of minutes before break here, we can get it started, is about miracles in a minute. I mean, in a minute? Come on. A miracle in a minute? What do you mean by that?
Well, there was this concept by the founder of Ekankar, at least it was attributed to him. His name is Paul Twitchell. And there was this great quote that I loved. Miracles I can do in a minute. The impossible takes about 3 days. And that always just really thrilled me because, you know, to be able to do the impossible, okay, now that's fun. Okay, you say it's impossible, I say give me 3 days. That's where I want to be. And I was teaching that to my students. I was actually sharing as a part of English and philosophy what Paul Twitchell had been attributed to, and I put it up on the wall as a quote. And the students, you know, they were into the philosophy, and, you know, they were always questioning because they were high school students. But these students one day began to argue and say, nah, we don't buy that. The impossible is the impossible because it's impossible. And, you know, and I wanted to say, no, that's not true. The impossible is the impossible because we just haven't found a way yet. We haven't found the solution. We need to tune into our inner guidance and do all that we can do to achieve our highest and greatest potential in every moment. Or, you know, or we've given up and we're not making the most of ourselves in this lifetime, and that would be a waste. So that's what we were talking about. That's what the discussion was that day.
So if we talk about a miracle happening in only a minute, but the impossible taking 3 days, we got less than a minute in this break. I don't know if you could tease it for the opposite side when we get back. How did the students challenge you?
Well, that's what they did. They challenged me personally, and they said, don't talk about it. Just do it yourself. Show us exactly what you mean.
And Anne's going to tell us how she did that. It's an extraordinary story in her book, Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. A miracle in a minute, the impossible 3 days. What was it? We'll find out when we get back. And if you'd like to meet Anne, she's got a book tour, and she may be coming to a city near you. She's coming to the Orlando metro area around the July 4th holiday. We'll get you more insight and information on that. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. So join us for some more storytelling. Great.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fun book. And you will laugh at times. You will cry. There are some really heartfelt stories in there. And astonishment is one of those things you will feel a lot as you read Ann Archer Butcher's new book, Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. And we're talking with her. In fact, we're about to dive into this chapter, Miracles I Can Do in a Minute. And, you know, what's awesome about the book, not only the stories, but the practicality, always tying it back into the practical. And one of these practical things is that you're going to be in Baltimore this weekend. And for my Middle Atlantic listeners, we want to let them know, Ann, you'll be there where and when?
Thursday night, June 19th. I am speaking, I'm giving a free workshop from 7 to 8 at Breathe Books. That's on West 36th Street in Baltimore. And on Saturday, I'm giving a free workshop, 4 to 5:30 at Towson University's West Village Commons. That's on Emerson Drive in Towson, Maryland.
All right, excellent. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the Orlando-Sanford area. We'll let everybody know about that again soon. But first and foremost, miracles I can do in a minute. You were teaching your students about this concept. The impossible takes 3 days, and they said, you know, put your something where your something is, right? We want to see what you mean by this.
Yep, they did. It was a Friday afternoon, and they said, just do it yourself. Just show us what you mean. I mean, the impossible is supposed to be impossible. That's why it's impossible. And I said, no, we need to challenge ourselves, because what seems impossible often isn't. And life has proven this in many different ways with many different stories. But they wanted me to demonstrate it personally right now. And so I thought about it for a moment. I sort of contemplated it quietly in the room. And I said, well, you know, I love adventure. But ever since I'd had a baby and I had a new teaching job, I hadn't had any money for anything special or any new adventures. And I, you know, I had our skydiving. I can't go skydiving anymore. I have a baby. But I said, gosh, if I could afford it, I would really want a spectacular hot air balloon ride, and I don't have the money for it. I can't do it, but I would love to do it. That would be, for me right now, it's impossible, but I would love to do it. And everybody has those little things that they think are impossible, but sometimes it's the next step in healing. It doesn't matter what it is. If we want our goal to manifest in whatever way is really best, we have to surrender it to divine spirit, but we also have to imagine that it's possible for us to have that miracle. And so I, you know, I considered that with the students, and they said, okay, but tell us, how would you do it? And I said, well, I would envision myself in the hot air balloon ride. I would make it real for myself. I would see myself floating, and in this case, I was in Cincinnati, so I said sailing over the Ohio River, brushing the tops of the trees, clip, 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 and seeing the vividly colored, you know, balloon and all of the trees and their wonderful color and the sunshine and soaring through the air and what that would feel like and the birds below and how wonderful is this? And I was actually having that visceral experience right there in front of the classroom. The students were kind of mesmerized by it, and I said, this is fabulous, and I'm experiencing it, and I'm filled with love and surrendering to this or something greater. Well, they didn't understand that concept of surrender, but I said, you know, the final step is always surrender. You say, may the blessings be. This or something greater is what you want. If there's something better, you don't want to dictate the details to God. You want to be guided. You want to be guided to your something greater, to the best that you can have. But I said, but I'm sticking with a hot air balloon ride, this or something greater. I'll stay open and follow my inner guidance, and we'll see what happens. And the bell rang, and that was it. We had our moment. We had pictured the hot air balloon ride. But I went home, and what happened next was not only the miracle, but it was my impossible manifesting. And Scott, remember the quote is, miracles I can do in a minute.
Yes.
You there? Miracles I can do in a minute. The impossible.
Yes, I am.
Or maybe he's not.
I'm here.
There you are. Okay.
Well, the miracle is that I'm staying connected with all the lightning storms around me today. So
holy cow!
Yeah, I know. But
where did
I
lose you?
Well, no, the miracles I can do in a minute. The impossible takes 3 days, and now I'm anxiously awaiting for the miracle. How is this possible? What happened?
Well, my students, you know, had confronted me on this, and I pictured the hot air balloon ride in front of them. I surrendered it, and I went home that evening to do as we all do, take care of the details of life. And I took my daughter over to the apartment complex laundromat that I used at the time to do my wash, and a guy came in, and he was selling tickets for a charity for children. And the ticket was $5, and I had $5 cash, but my cash was really, really tight. But he said it was his last ticket, and I gave him my last $5, and he gave me the ticket. And you know, when I let go of it, it was fine with me. Cash was tight, but I didn't care. I believe that what we give comes back to us many times over, and it was okay. And the next morning, Saturday morning, I awoke and the phone rang. And I was told that I won the charity grand prize. And when I asked what it was, I had no idea what that ticket was going to give me except $5 given to charity. That's all I cared about. And they said, you have won a spectacular hot air balloon ride over the Ohio River and the city of Cincinnati. It's going to be tomorrow afternoon, just before sunset. Congratulations. And that it was going to be with celebrities. It's a celebrity hot air balloon ride. So it was the most fantastic event imaginable, with celebrities from the city there and interviewers, and the newspaper was there and television was there. And when I arrived, I somehow was suddenly in the midst of all the celebrities and the politicians and, you know, all the people there for the charity, as if I were a big deal. Now, I was only a big deal to myself because I was relieved that my students were actually going to get to see this. They were going to see it in the paper. They were going to see it on television. And I knew this was going to be fun for them. This was going to be amazing. And when I got back to school on Monday morning, they were stunned. They were awestruck. They were like, okay, how did that happen? Can you go through this concept again?
Yes.
So to me, it is what we all have to do. We have to stop and consider, what do we really want in our lives? What do we want in our health? What do we want in our happiness? And consider that what we thought was impossible is not necessarily so. But it does require our conscious cooperation with spirit, with the divine, that it's waiting to help us, and we have to participate. And we can participate better than many of us might realize we can.
But, Anne, is it possible, for instance, to ask for something that might not be in our best interest? I mean, some might say, well, yeah, it was a balloon ride, it was fun, but I'm worried if I ask for the wrong thing.
Absolutely. You know, I laugh, Scott, because I remember when at one point in my life when I thought there was this great guy I was interested in. We've all been through this. I thought he was perfect for me. Fortunately, I surrendered it. And later, when I discovered what had happened in his life, it was definitely not a road that I wanted to go down, because that man ended up in prison.
Wow, that sounds like a Garth Brooks song, you know, thank God for unanswered prayers, right?
Yes, that's it exactly. That's it exactly. So, yeah, we can ask for things that aren't in our best interest. That's why it's so important to just be still for a moment and say, thy will be done. You know, don't try to dictate the details to God. Do our part. Do the visualization. Have the inner awareness. Ask for the guidance. Be shown. I had to buy that ticket, Scott. I had to follow through. That was my little inner guidance. Nudge, follow the nudges. Do what's right in life. Listen carefully. But we have to do that. And sometimes we hear it as an intuition, a nudge. Sometimes it's, you know, through the advice of others. Sometimes it's through a show like yours, Scott. Or sometimes it's through dreams. We have inner guidance. We just need to learn to tune into it and turn the volume up on it.
Well, even if people aren't listening to this show, they are dreaming, whether they remember it or not. And I think, spirit uses whatever means necessary to reach us if we just be open enough to listen, hear the message, and then, of course, do our part, act on it. Like you said, you bought the ticket, and then the miracle happens, the balloon ride that the kids in school got to see. What about healing? We have a lot of folks that listen to this show looking for guidance on healing. Can they get it from within?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is one of the most important resources we have for our health and our healing, is to listen inwardly and then stay tuned in. Watch everything. You know, it might be a license plate that drives by on a car. It might be the advice you hear on a radio show like this. It might be to buy a book like Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, and you do and you learn something. Or it might be in your dreams. It might be something that you wake up and you bother to write it down and you follow through and connect with what it was that you were told and discover later it was the answer that you needed for your next step.
Beautiful. Well, you have a chapter like that in the book, so many things, including healing. Last time you were here, we did talk about the miraculous healing of the little boy in Africa when you were visiting. But this story also was life-threatening for you personally.
Yeah, well, I had this experience of going camping And I went camping on the Mississippi River, and I came home just sick as I could be. And I thought I had gotten the flu. I'd been camping with a bunch of kids, and I thought, man, that was just bad. And I lay in the bed with that flu for a solid week. We did all the standard treatments, drinking plenty of liquid, staying in bed, all the natural remedies, my chicken soup. We slept, you know, my husband took great care of me. He made sure that I was really, really taken care of from a natural perspective perfectly. But I didn't get better. And one day he came to me, and he was very concerned. I was snuggled in the bed freezing, and it was about 104 degrees outside. And he said, this flu has gone on too long, honey. I need to call the doctor or drive you in to see him. And I just said, I can't go anywhere. I'm too sick. I don't want to go. And I said, just call the doctor and ask him if there's a flu bug that lasts about a week and feels like you got kicked in the back by a horse. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a kicked in the back by a horse flu going around. I'll call him right away. And but he said, he stopped and he got down by my side and he said, what about your dreams, Annie? He said, do you remember anything? And I looked at him and I said, I'm having a nightmare. Every time I close my eyes, I have the same nightmare. And he said, what are you dreaming? And I said, I'm dreaming about being sick in Africa.
Whoa. Let's find out. When we get back from this break, Ann Archer Butcher dealing with some kind of devastating illness that does not make much sense. A dream gave her an image, a symbol. What was it? What did she learn? What did she do next? You can read about it also in Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright. We'll let you know where she's going to be in the Orlando area coming up around the July 4th holiday weekend. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system
system today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, back at it here. Healing on all levels on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, physiological. Yes, emotional. Yes, mental. Yes, economic and political and spiritual. It's because we integrate it all. That's what it takes for healing. And Ann Archer Butcher, with her book Inner Guidance, Our Divine Birthright, is integrating it all. We're in the midst of this story now. Her husband prompts her, Alden, to say, what about a dream? You know, you've got this mysterious ailment. The doctors aren't sure. There's no kick you in the head with a horse's hoof flu. So what could it be? And so he says, check out the dreams. And you say, I've been having a nightmare. What was that again?
Well, I told him I'd been having this nightmare over and over again. And I'm in an African village in this nightmare. And every time I close my eyes, I see it clearly. Everyone in the village is dying or dead, and I am in a low-lying cot, sweating, and I have malaria. And it's the worst malaria that's ever been seen in our village, and I know I'm about to die. And I told Alden that, and I told him that it, you know, it just seems like malaria, but I'm sure it's the flu, and for him to call the doctor. And he called the doctor, and they said, bring her in immediately. So he bundled me up in a winter coat because I was just freezing, shivering with fever, took me into the doctor. I got there. I wasn't there for a moment. And the doctor started saying, what countries have you been in? What foreign travel have you done? And I said, none, but I know why you're asking. And he said, why? And I said, you think I have malaria, don't you? And he said, yes, I do. I think you've got malaria. And where do you think you got it? And I said, I don't know. I just went camping and I came home sick. And, you know, he couldn't believe that. But, you know, we later found out exactly what had happened. And they sent me to the hospital. At the hospital, they were able to hook me up with fluids. I was just dehydrated all to heck. They said, boy, if you hadn't died of the malaria, you're about to die of dehydration anyway. And then they had to do a spinal tap. Now, that is a that is a horrible event in and of itself. But the doctor was really guided, and we knew exactly what we needed to do, and we did it, and they were able to help me. And, you know, at the same time, my husband had called to the homeopathic doctor and managed to get a remedy for malaria. And mm-hmm. I came out of it okay at the time, even though I was extraordinarily sick. It turns out 2 weeks later, Oprah had a show on about how the malaria mosquitoes were coming up from New Orleans up the rivers. And that's how I had gotten malaria.
It's incredible. And there would have been no doctor that would have thought that, having you said, I haven't been out of the country anywhere in a malaria region, but your dream brought it all home and manifested out here.
Yep, absolutely. And Alden has already told him my dream. He didn't hesitate to tell him because he knew that often our dreams are these messengers that we need to pay attention to and that can help save our lives. And it was quite a dramatic and amazing experience. But, you know, it continued to affect me for quite a long time until I actually agreed to go to Africa in the physical for the first time. And the drug they gave me for malaria for prevention, along with all of the natural stuff that I took, actually kicked all of that out at a whole new level. So, you know, sometimes healing is a process. Sometimes it takes a little while. But in the beginning, that saving grace was the dream that pointed us in the right direction and allowed them to help me.
Well, and the practical things you put into your book, Inner Guidance, of course, will help people to, you know, tap into what, again, whatever your spiritual teaching belief is. The stories are just so profound; they'll inspire you to really, I believe, spiritual greatness in whenever you do. The techniques that you're also revealing in here are great. As I said, everybody dreams; not everybody seems to remember them, but you can also help people to understand how to tap into it and use it for their benefit.
Well, and I tell them about the techniques to help remember our dreams, too. Just with the intention of doing that, if you keep a dream journal by your bed and you write down those golden tidbits that come through in the dreams, it can be so helpful in our lives. It's really an important part of the healing process is to pay attention to everything that's happening around you.
Yeah, it's not just for Joseph and the amazing Technicolor dream coat. You know, dreams are for everybody.
No, the universe is trying to help us. You know, whatever we believe, we need to be aware that we're loved, we're guided, we're directed, we're taken care of, and we just have to do our part, too.
Beautiful. We have more stories we revealed with Ann in a previous interview with her. Go back and listen to the archives. But you'll be in the Orlando metro area coming up the July 4th weekend, this weekend in Baltimore. Check it out. She'll be also appearing at the Florida Regional Eckankar Seminar July 4th and through 6th at the Orlando Marriott Lake Mary. All of those links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Big hugs and love to you and Alden and your daughter, Sarah. And it's been great having you on board.
Thank you, Scott. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're left to tell you this, and you know it's true. The power to heal is yours. Thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.